702.
Let's walk the talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report here on 702 and Cape Talk. So I took the day off on Friday. I walked out of here just before that press conference announcing the new variant and how the country has changed in a few days since I last sat before this microphone. It feels like everything's been turned upside down. We're all still trying to make sense of everything. So we'll have a look at that briefing that happened this morning from the health ministers and various experts, including Professor Salim Abdul Karim, and then have a look at this idea of vaccine mandates, which looks like it's about to become a reality. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note, 072-702-1702, 072-567-1567. Also, that breaking news out of the Eastern Cape, the man accused of killing the Fort Hare University student, Nosicelo Mthabeni, has pleaded guilty to her murder. So that's the big breaking news story this morning. So we start with that big briefing underway this morning, led by the health minister, further unpacking last night's address by the president. We also heard from Professor Salim Abdul Karim from the NICD, various experts. Professor Salim Abdul Karim clarifying that the emergence of Omicron wasn't completely surprising, saying we weren't caught with our pants down. And if you missed the address from the president last night, the country remaining on alert level one, no additional restrictions. We are going to have that reviewed in a week and we'll have a look and see whether there will be any additional changes. But very strong message from the president that everyone must get vaccinated. A huge appeal for everyone to get jabs urgently. Also, the announcement that a government task team is looking at possible vaccine mandates. So in case you missed it, this is what the president had to say about that last night.
We have a responsibility to ensure that all people in this country can work, travel, and socialize safely. We have therefore been undertaking engagements with social partners and other stakeholders on introducing measures that can make vaccination a condition for access to workplaces, public events, public transport, and public establishments. Now, these engagements include discussions that we've been having at the NEDLAC level between government, labor, business, and the community constituency, where there is already broad agreement on the need for such measures. Government has set up a task team that will undertake broad consultations on making vaccination mandatory.
So that was last night, what the president had to say. And then the health minister unpacking that further today, also speaking about the fact that people should not panic and addressing the issue of the travel ban as well. Have a listen to what the health minister, Joe Parker, had to say this morning.
Just to reiterate the message of the president last night, that indeed we want to say to all South Africans that there is absolutely no need to panic. We
recording in progress.
There is just no basis for some of the leaders of countries which have imposed these restrictions on traveling for us in South Africa and other countries in Southern Africa. There is no basis for South Africans to panic. We've been here before. This is no new territory. We are now more than 20 months experience in terms of the COVID-19, the various variants, the various waves. And we want to again thank our scientists, Prof. Tulio de Oliveira, and the team also with Professor Karim and NICD and all our team, which is here. It's often said, you're better off dealing with an enemy you know than an enemy you don't know. So you can imagine if we're just seeing infections rising, we didn't know what was it about, what was the cause. And thanks for their diligent work, we now know that it is driven by a variant. But also, thanks to the WHO for giving it a name, we will not only just say there is a variant with this number, we now know its name is Omicron.
The Health Minister, Joe Pachla, leading that briefing today. We also heard the President saying that there needs to be a reversal of these travel bans. He said, we're deeply disappointed by the decision of many countries to bar travel. They'll further damage the economies, undermine the ability to recover from the pandemic, urging these countries to urgently reverse their decisions and lift the bans before further damage is done. So we'll speak about that a bit later on. Some headlines coming out this morning for you. So the new variant, the Omicron variant, has been identified in Scotland today with 6 confirmed cases, which is double the previous United Kingdom-wide figure reported yesterday. And then Portugal has identified 13 cases of the Omicron variant as well. All positive cases were football players with a Lisbon-based football club, and one of the players had recently been in South Africa. So those are the developments there. Let's take a look at what else came out of that briefing today. Gomotso Modise, EWN reporter, joining us in studio. Gomotso, good afternoon to you. What sense did you get from the briefing about how prepared we are as South Africa for this fourth wave?
Good afternoon, Mandy. I think firstly from the briefing today, I think we can all agree that there's a lot that still needs to be done in terms of understanding this variant. You know, it was even said today by Prof. Karim that, you know, really they it's going to take some time in terms of understanding how the variant moves or works, you know, and how it mutates. But he has been saying over and over that they were not caught with their pants down. They were prepared. They were expecting another variant. You know, and he even says that, you know, the country itself has been preparing since the beginning of September. And so there's an understanding that work has been done. He's also spoken about how they expect this variant to move and what we can expect to see in the near future with the mutations, as we've seen with the other variants as well. He says there's nothing different here. He says that, you know, the high transmissibility is very, very likely, and that's going to result, you know, in more cases, and that will then result in pressure on hospitals. And so that's really what we should start looking out for as we see more, you know, cases. We know that the rate of infection has, you know, shot up. And so this is why this is a cause for concern. But he does say there's no need to worry. And they've dealt with this before. And the way that they've dealt with the previous variants will be the same way they deal with this Omicron variant. I'm even scared to say the name Omicron variant as they go on.
I've heard people say it sounds like a Terminator or like a poison company, all sorts of things. Omicron sounds like. So we do also have some stats that have been released as well around hospital admissions, the rising numbers in Gauteng. Any more clarity on all of that stuff?
Well, we did get from the briefing today that Tshwane has seen quite a number of admissions. So the rate of admissions there is rising, and there's clear data. But I think what was established from the press today is that, you know, there's a bit of a delayed reaction in terms of admissions. I think it's about a week or two. So if people are infected this week, we're only really going to see those numbers reflecting in the hospitals next week. Mm. But other parts of Gauteng are being warned just to be, you know, cautious. You know, and they are saying, we even heard Prof. Karim today saying that, you know, the interventions that are in place are enough for now. So it seems we're in an okay position for now. Okay. But we should really keep a close eye, specifically on those admissions, Mandy. As I told you, you know, that's how it's going to work. We're going to see more infections. Transmissibility means more. People in hospital, and that's cause for concern for the health department.
Just briefly, international relations was also part of that briefing today. What have they said?
So you're right, Clayson Munyela from the International Relations Department, really saying that they are working closely to engage a number of the countries. You remember that the president yesterday, I think we all heard the change in tone from him just around these bans that have been instituted by so many of that countries. And so Clayson Munyela really just speaking to the fact that they are engaging these countries, but you know, he's also spoken about, you know, how it's really, really, you know, a bit unfair and interesting to see that some of the countries that are instituting these bans, specifically in Africa, are countries that we as South Africa have helped and worked with in various ways. He said that on the Clement Munyatela show as well, really speaking to Mauritius, you know, saying that there was no reason for them to institute that ban at this stage. And so his biggest argument is that this is a political move and not a scientific one.
Well, Gomotso, thank you so much for that. Gomotso Modise, EWN reporter, having a look there at that health briefing this morning.